you by Lady Bird.
Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 3. Confident Reader. Why Anansi has 8 thin legs. One day, in the Akan lands, the trickster spider Anansi had a thought. I'm hungry, but I don't want to make a meal. So Anansi went to Rabbit's house. Rabbit was making greens in her pot. These greens look good, said Anansi. Rabbit saw Anansi's hopeful look. The greens will be ready soon, said Rabbit. Stay and eat with me. Anansi was hungry, but he didn't want to stay because Rabbit would give him jobs to do. He thought of a plan. I'll make a web, said Anansi, and tie one end to your pot and the other end to my leg. When the greens are ready, pull on the web and I'll come back to eat. That's a clever idea, said Rabbit. So Anansi made a web. He tied one end to Rabbit's pot and the other end to one of his legs. Then he went on his way. Next, Anansi went to Monkey's house. Monkey was making beans in his pot. They look good, said Anansi hopefully. The beans will be ready soon, said Monkey. Stay and eat with me. I want to stay, but I can't, said Anansi. He thought Monkey would give him jobs too. Here's my idea, Anansi told Monkey. I'll tie one end of a web to your pot and the other end to my leg. When the beans are ready, pull on the web and I'll come back to eat. That's a clever idea, said Monkey. So Anansi again tied one end of a web to Monkey's pot and the other end to one of his legs. Then he went on his way. Next, Anansi went to Hog's house. In her pot were some sweet potatoes. These sweet potatoes look good, said Anansi, looking into the pot. They will be ready soon, said Hog. Stay and eat with me. I can't stay, said Anansi again. He told Hog his idea. When the sweet potatoes are ready to come out, pull on the web and I'll come back. That's a clever idea, said Hog. So Anansi tied one end to Hog's pot and one end to another of his legs. Then he went on his way. Anansi went on through the Akan lands and saw more friends. Each one was making a different meal. The trickster spider told each friend of his clever plan. Now Anansi had webs tied to each pot, one for each of his 8 legs. Why, I'm so clever. I will soon eat 8 meals. Just then, Anansi felt a pull on one of his legs. "Rabbit's greens are ready," he said. But then, Anansi felt a pull on another leg. "Are monkey's beans ready?" he said. Anansi then felt a pull on another leg, and then another leg. Soon, each of Anansi's 8 legs was being pulled a different way. He jumped into the river to wash the webs away. When the webs were washed away, Anansi jumped back out of the river. But he felt very wobbly. He looked at his legs. Now they were all very long and thin. Anansi the trickster now had wobbly long legs and no meals to eat. And that is why Anansi has 8 thin legs. How much do you remember about the story of why Anansi has 8 thin legs? Answer these questions and find out. What is Rabbit making in her pot? What is Anansi's clever plan? What is Monkey making in his pot? How many webs does Anansi have tied to pots? What does Anansi wash away in the river? Read it yourself. Why Anansi has 8 thin legs. Adapted by Abiodun Abdul. Illustrated by Barbara Vagnozzi. Read by Neka Okoye. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.